Dermot, you don't look very happy. What's wrong?
I just went to the bank and I couldn't take any money out. I'm really skint. Well, skint is another word for poor. If someone is skint, they have very little money. Skint and poor are both adjectives, but skint is usually used when someone has run out of money temporarily. They will have some money again quite soon. You can use skint when you have spent all of your money and you're waiting to be paid again. Here are some examples of how to use the word skint.
Do you want to come to the cinema on Friday night?
I can't. I'm really skint this month.
My girlfriend likes to shop a lot.
Oh, really? Does she have expensive tastes?
Yes, I'm usually skint after we go out shopping together.
Pepe, could you pass me my cup of tea, please?
Sure, here you are. Oops! Oh, I'm so sorry, I've dropped it.
No, my tea is all over the floor.
I'm really sorry, Dermot.
Never mind, it's only a cup of tea. And anyway, something good has come out of this accident.
What's that?
You have already introduced today's new word. Oops. Yes, whenever you make a small mistake, such as knocking something over, you can say the word oops.
Be careful moving that pile of books.
Oops!
Now look, those books are all over the place.
Don't worry, I'll soon pick them up.
If you use oops when something serious has happened, it could appear that you are not taking the situation seriously.
Are there any other words in English that we can use instead of oops?
Of course, there are always alternatives in English. Some people say whoops instead of oops. And some people might even say whoops-a-daisy, although that is a little old-fashioned now.